Ka, the gunslinger said patiently, as if this explained everything. And Jake was coming to realize to Roland it did.
Aye, she agreed. Black Dog Ka. Well, well, ye'll do as ye're called, and live along your path, and die when it comes to the clearing in the trees. Will ye break bread with us before ye push on, gunslinger, you and your band of knights?
Roland bowed again. It has been long and long since we have broken bread in company other than our own, old mother. We cannot stay long, but yes, we'll eat your food with thanks and pleasure. The old woman turned to the others. She spoke in a cracked and ringing voice. Yet it was the words she spoke, and not the tone in which they were spoken, that sent chills racing down Jake's back.
Behold ye, the return of the white! After evil ways and evil days, the white comes again. Be of good heart and hold up your heads, for ye have lived to see the wheel of Ka begin to turn once more.
6. The old woman, whose name was Aunt Talitha, led them through the town square and to the church with the leaning spire. It was the Church of the Blood Everlasting, according to the faded board on the Rondariot lawn. Written over the words, in green paint that had faded to a ghost, was another message. Death to Greys. She led them through the ruined church, hobbling rapidly along the center aisle, past the splintered and overturned pews, down a short flight of stairs, and into a kitchen so different from the ruin above that Susanna blinked in surprise. Here everything was neat as a pin. The wooden floor was very old, but it had been faithfully oiled and glowed with its own serene inner light. The black cook stove took up one whole corner. It was immaculate, and the wood stacked in the brick alcove next to it looked both well chosen and well seasoned. Their party had been joined by three more senior citizens, two women and a man who limped along on a crutch and a wooden leg. Two of the women went to the cupboards and began to make themselves busy. A third opened the belly of the stove and struck a long sulfur match to the wood already laid neatly within. A fourth opened another door and went down a short set of narrow steps into what looked like a cold pantry. Aunt Talitha, meanwhile, led the rest of them into a spacious entry at the rear of the church building. She waved her cane at two trestle tables which had been stored there under a clean but ragged drop cloth, and the two elderly albinos immediately went over and began to wrestle with one of them. "Come on, Jake," Eddie said, "let's lend a hand."
"Nope," Aunt Talitha said briskly. "We may be old, but we don't need company to lend a hand. Not yet, youngster."
"Leave them be," Roland said. "Old fools will rupture themselves," Eddie muttered, but he followed the others, leaving the old men to their chosen table. Susanna gasped as Eddie lifted her from her chair and carried her through the back door. This wasn't a lawn, but a showplace, with beds of flowers blazing like torches in the soft green grass. She saw some she recognized, marigolds and zinnias and phlox, but many others were strange to her. As she watched, a horsefly landed on a bright blue petal, which at once folded over it and rolled up tight.
"Wow," Eddie said, staring around. "Bush gardens."
Si said, "This is the one place we keep the way it was in the old days, before the world moved on. And we keep it hidden from those who ride through, pubes, grays, harriers. They'd burn it if they knew, and kill us for keeping such a place. They hate anything nice, all of them. It's one thing all those bastards have in common."
The blind woman tugged his arm to shush him.
"No riders these days," the old man with the wooden leg said. "Not for a long time now. They keep closer into the city. Guess they find all they need to keep them well right there."
The albino twins struggled out with the table. One of the old women followed them, urging them to hurry up and get the hell out of her way. She held a stoneware pitcher in each hand.
"Sit ye down, gunslinger," Aunt Talitha cried,
sweeping her hand at the grass.
"Sit ye down, all.